time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Kimmy is the musical project of Catherine Ellis. A couple of tracks have appeared on those fantastic male compilations, and I've been seeing the name around quite a bit, so I'm long overdue to have Kimmy in studio to perform live. Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Something I like to do with electronic artists especially is just get a walkthrough with the gear that you're using. What have we got in front of us?
Okay, well, we've got the Electribe sampler, Korg, with the disco lights underneath.
Yeah.
They come installed. And then there's that's synced with the Micro Korg and the Micro Brute. And then I mix it up with some M-Audio module that I have.
Very good. And I know this is a bit of a lame duck question, but Kimmy, like, I mistook this project for somebody else, just off name alone. How did the name come to be?
I can't remember now. Alex, do you remember how it came to be?
No, it's gone.
It's just
really?
So gone. Yeah. We get asked quite a bit.
It's like a myth that's been watered down so much.
Yeah. It's been fun being mistaken for something, though. I think someone else.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah. I guess it will live on in infamy.
Yeah.
How did the project come to be, though?
I think it's just a cute name.
Very.
That's what we're into, yeah.
Yeah.
And what was the next question?
How did the project come to be?
It was originally me and Alex, and he happened to be standing in the room today with us.
Yeah.
We were just jamming. Actually, I originally played the guitar.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then Alex played something else. And then...
Played the computer.
And then, I don't know. Actually, last time we were on BFM, we got asked the same question. I just realised that I'm, like, saying the same story. But, it was something. What happened? Oh, my God.
Well, how did the interest in electronics come to be then?
I think I just wanted to do something extremely dark and heavy.
Yeah.
I was really into, like, digging holes at the time. And this kind of translated quite well into that.
Is that a metaphor or actually digging?
I think originally it was a metaphor. Then it went to, like, the physical act of digging holes. And then it turned into, like, dark, heavy techno music.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like digging holes is quite similar.
And why techno?
I don't know. I think I heard it once and I was like, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Gabba, not...
Yeah.
So it's like 120 is your favourite BPM?
Oh, I've got some different BPMs.
Fantastic, cool. Another question I like to ask electronic musicians, what is your favourite BPM?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's got a favourite.
Man, it's like fun, and then, but like if you're not having fun anymore, just like take it right down.
Yep,
slow it down into the 40s, into the 50s. See what happens, and then if you like want to, you could try going up 200.
Yep.
What's going to happen then? You know, I don't know. Maybe we'll find out together tonight.
Who knows? I was wondering for you, like, how many iterations do you go through before you settle on, like, a final track, like those tracks that you released in the Mel compilation?
I think those were recorded live.
Ah.
And, they're pretty hard to record. It's really hard to record my songs at the moment because they're kind of just made up.
As you go.
I kind of have an idea. I kind of write a story, like, this once was a thing and then this thing came in and it was very loud and then like that. And then So it's kind of like goes like that. It's kind of hard to record because it might not be. I don't know. You know.
As in, it changes every time.
Yeah, it changes every time. Maybe, maybe I don't like it the time that I record it. I'm like, nah, that's not right. I can't get it. Yeah. But it's okay.
Yep.
But how many iterations? Maybe a few. Yeah. Nah, get it right. Probably the first time is the right time. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, very good. We're gonna kind of move the microphones out the way so we can film this. It'll be up online in the weeks to come. Thank you so much for coming up.
Okay.
We'll just be a couple moments and then live performance from Kimmy. Just give us 2 seconds.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Hello!